mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Behold, I have dreamed a dream, or in other words, I have seen a vision, because of the things which I have seen, I have reason to rejoice in the Lord. I have reason to suppose that many will be saved. So fear exceedingly. I saw in my dream a dark and dreary wilderness. I saw a man dressed in a white robe. He came and stood before me. He spake to me, he bade me follow him. As I followed him, I beheld myself that I was in a dark and dreary waste, after traveling for many hours in darkness. I prayed to the Lord, he would have mercy on me. After I had prayed unto the Lord, I beheld a large and spacious field. I beheld a tree whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. I partook of the fruit, and it was most sweet. I beheld the fruit was white to exceed all whiteness. As I ate the fruit, it filled my soul with exceedingly great joy. I wanted my family to partake also, for I knew that it was desirable above all other fruit. As I cast my eyes round about, I beheld a river of water near the tree. I saw at the head your mother, Sam and Nephi. should come and partake of the fruit. They did come unto me and partake of the fruit also. I was desirous that partake of the fruit. I beheld a rod of iron along the bank of the river, leading to the tree by which I stood. I beheld a straight and narrow path along the raw iron rod. It had by led by the head of the fountain to a large field. I saw numerous concourses pressing forward to obtain the path leading to the tree. They did come in the path which led to the tree. There arose an exceedingly great mist of darkness. They commenced in the path, did lose their way. I beheld others catch the end of the iron rod and press through the midst till they did partake. After they had partaken of the fruit of the tree, they did cast their eyes about ashamed. I beheld a great and spacious building. It stood as it were in the air, high above the earth. It was filled with exceedingly fine dressed people. They were mocking and pointing at those eating. After they tasted of the fruit, they were ashamed because of those scoffing at them. And they fell away into forbidden paths and were lost. And my son Nephi did not write all my words. I saw other multitudes catch the iron rod. They did hold fast to the rod of till they partook. I also saw other multitudes filling their way to the great and spacious building. Many were drowned in the depths of the fountain. Many were lost, wandering in strange roads. A multitude entered the strange building. After entering, they did point the finger the words of my dream or vision. I feared Laban and Lemuel should be cast off. I did exhort them with feelings of a tender parent, that the Lord may be merciful and not cast them off. Prophesied unto them of many things. I bid them to keep the Lord's commandments. Cast not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore me unto the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou desirest not in blood burnt offering. Sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving mercy.